Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We represent here our two police and military associations and literally thousands of police and soldiers, folks, that love God and love freedom, love our constitutional republic, not democracy. We have no democracy in our founding documents, nor is it supposed to be in our nation today. But anyway, these police and soldiers are hard-headed about our constitutional republic that we're supposed to be under, and they're working with us all the time to help us awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform around the nation and around the world, something like 140 nations today that we're in as soldiers, enforcing this new world order on the people in those nations. And so I just wanted you to be of good cheer. There's a lot of good police officers and soldiers out there, and retired police officers and retired soldiers, too, that love God and love freedom, that are working today to try to establish our nation back under God and our constitutional republic. And today we have one of those people with us, a dear brother of mine, Bill Opperman, from New Jersey, who is a Vietnam veteran. And that brother believes that he still believes he's under his oath. Imagine that, folks, to defend the Constitution of the United States and the people in this land. This fellow believes he's still under his oath. Well, he is under his oath, as I am and you are. You've been in the military. You never come out from underneath that oath. But I just love this brother because he is, to me, one of our American heroes. I tell you, he's been in at war with this Antichrist world government proponents as long as I've known him, for over probably 12, 13 years today. We've known each other. I mean to tell you, he's been in working for years and years in the MIA, POW homecoming to POW project, working with the Last Firebase project. He's a board member of the Property Rights Foundation of America, and on and on and on. And he's been working for a number of years now against the United Nations takeover of our nation here in the good old USA. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight, folks. We'll be right back with our dear brother, Bill Opperman.
Oh, When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbenPureSoap.com.
Try Pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients. Ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
The man who represents more than anything else, with all of his work to try to expose the UN biospheres in America and the World Heritage Sites in America, UN takeover of property and persons. And he's the epitome of what I think God was looking for, folks, in Psalm 94:16, where God asked, "Who will rise up for me, God, against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" Well, Bill Opperman, our dear brother, is one of those people. And so with that said, let's bring him on here. Bill, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. It's so good to have you on.
Thank you, Jack. Good evening to you and to all the folks out there listening. You're really more up the ladder than I am in the going against the evildoers, but a lot of us folks out there try, and we need to get more folks to do it, too, and we'll get there.
That's right, brother. It just takes everybody doing something. You know, if everybody just do something, Bill, we'd have our nation back today, wouldn't we?
Amen.
Amen, yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, Bill, let's talk about this new scam. Of course, it's been around a long time, but the UN and the federal government names these new programs to take over property and land and people, control of people, these cutesy little names, and we have a new one for them, Crossroads of the American Revolution National Heritage Areas. My goodness gracious, brother.
Right.
Well, tell us what this is all about.
Well, we'll go here first. What I feel what's happening here across America is to bring in the UN sites, the UN biospheres, the UN World Heritage Sites, which we have 47 United Nations Biosphere Reserves in here, and I think the number is, at this point in time, 24 United Nations World Heritage Sites. Might be more. Fully correct on that, but I know there's 24. We have to federalize. We really get to federalize our states. And I know the federal government, probably about 40-some percent of our state mass, our country's mass, is owned by the federal government. And then we go into other portions of our designated federal areas, mostly in Department of Interior areas, such as U.S. Forest Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Bureau of Land Management, and my friend, and I was a one-time volunteer for National Park Service, which is implementing this little thing I've been fighting since 2001, which is called National Park Service Heritage Areas. There's 27 of these things that exist at this present time. They came about, first one was in 1984. It was in the state of Illinois, Michigan, Canal National Heritage Area. The state that has the most heritage areas in its time presently is the state of Pennsylvania, has 5. The state of Tennessee is completely a heritage area. Tennessee Civil War National Heritage Area. Presently, there's probably about 16 in the works. The one I've been fighting since 2001, which is called National Park Service Crossroads of the American Revolution National Heritage Area. And, of course, the National Park Service has been around since 1916, and all these agencies like National Park Service or the Bureau of Land Management or the BATF, FBI, as you well know, Jack, and many of the listeners out there know, these are not really shouldn't be going into our states. And under the Article 10th Amendment and Section 1, Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution, which designates what should the federal government be going in the states for, such as forts, docks, magazines, post office, posts, or roads. Look today, and we have National
everything.
Park. Oh, I mean, everything is gone national. I mean, just on the Park Service, they have 21 entities from national parks, wild and scenic rivers, trails, historic this. And the one thing I've been predominantly fighting since 2001, I've gone against some other things before that, federal things, but since 97, is this National Heritage Areas. And the National Park Service has the desire for over 200 of these things to exist somewhere in the range of 2020 if they can get away with it. As I say, there's about 27 that exist at this time. You're probably maybe somebody who's living in one of these things. You have no knowledge of that.
They don't even tell you.
They don't tell you. You know, they come about their real stealth. And I'll just give a little scenario of what happens and how I learned about the one that's just they're trying to bring on us.
Okay.
2001, I learned about it, and by accident, I was listening to a TV program, and then the NGO, which is a non-government organization based in Princeton, New Jersey, which is above me here. I'm outside of Trenton, New Jersey, and it's called Delaware Raritan Greenway, and it's a greeny outfit, environmentalist outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And they got National Park Service to come along and push on Congressman Rush Holt, very liberal congressman, is in the 12th District of New Jersey, to push for a study for a National Heritage Area into New Jersey, and Park Service named it Crossroads of American Revolution, which we are. We are a Crossroads of American Revolution, New Jersey. We had a number of battles here. George Washington had 2 battles in Trenton, the Battle of Monmouth. Many times his troops came in and out through New Jersey, and it was a key point. I think it was a turning point probably the Revolution, the Battle of Trenton.
Uh-huh.
Particularly the second one, January 2nd, 1777. It was it failed there. That would probably been a failing point of the American Revolution. Who knows? We'd still be there living under a king, maybe. I don't know.
That's right, like we almost are today.
Well, I guess we are King George. We got again.
Hey, but you know how you can tell this is a scam?
No.
because you talk to any school teacher out there, they're not teaching American history. They're not teaching American heritage. And yet the federal government wants to save all these heritage sites. What for?
Yeah.
That's the scam of it all.
Throw you off your land or control your land or control your water or control what you grow or control, you know, what you're doing and et cetera, et cetera. Well, okay. So, okay, I learned this by accident, and then I wrote to Congressman Holt's office to find out about this. And he told me there was going to be some public hearings. Well, I've never seen them advertised, and there was four of them. Never seen the papers, never seen them on the radio, heard them on the radio or anything like that. And I attended, one was down in Burlington on April 17th, 2001. And the one that was up in Trenton at the old barracks, it was not right by the State House, which was built in 1740-something, housed the British troops and French and Indian War and also during the Revolution. But they had a meeting there on April 19th, 2001, which is
Why do they like that date so much? They
I don't know.
So much on April 19th, don't they, brother?
But, you know, it was a fixed deal where they had invited historical society members and very historical people of New Jersey that were, you know, really interested in the history of New Jersey, which is a good thing. But they enhanced the this little meeting telling them they were going to bring in $100,000 over 10 years, you know, secure up a lot of these historical revolutionary sites in New Jersey, and also this would be availability to get more grants in the down run.
Oh, yeah.
And all these good things and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I was in that dissident, and I opened my voice up at the two meetings, and they tried to cut me off a couple times, but citing the Constitution and the problems and what I knew at the time, learned more over time. But so they come along, they have a study, and they're supposed to have a study. And what they do is they throw out resolutions to a lot of municipalities, and we have, I think, 543 municipalities in New Jersey, and I think they threw out about 360 resolutions to municipalities.
Agree.
Countered it by, unfortunately, I had some people down in the New Jersey Pine Lands, which is a National Park Service area, and we teamed together, and we mailed, did a mass mailing, cost us some money, to it's about every municipality in New Jersey with facts about heritage areas and consequences of having federal federal area come in on your municipality. And they only had, I think it was 32 or 33 resolutions passed out of 360. Well, that worked pretty good, but that didn't curtail National Park Service. I raised through petitions something like 680-some signatures. Park Service pulled a slick deal. They got the study going without my name. It was supposed to end at the end of December 2001, their study. Extended the comment period to, I think it was April 2002. They got a whole bunch of more signatures than I had. So it looked like there's more in favor. So then again, they got Rush Holt and Congressman Friedenheisen to enter a bill in Congress in 2002 to have this Crossroads Heritage Area. And I've been fighting it ever since. And I'll give a little ins and outs of what I've done to combat this. And I have been very fortunate in the 108th and now 109th Congress to have in the House Resource Committee Congressman Richard Pombo, Republican, 11th District, California. He's a chairman of the House Resources Committee. And he's a very good property rights congressman who seems to appreciate the rights of our property. But I'll give out his email if you come across that you have a heritage area coming at you or on study or in Congress or in the process of. Well, let's see. Where can we go from here? Let's see here.
You might mention, too, Bill, that this seems to be with this American Heritage River thing and all that they're trying to take over the water, and we're fighting a water issue right now in our state where they're trying to give the water to the Indians, just like they did in Australia and New Zealand, and really the UN's behind it, but they're saying, oh, the Indians are going to control the water. And what do you see in all these projects? Don't you get the impression they're trying to take over the water system?
Oh, absolutely. And you got commercial conduit going on the other side.
Yeah. Okay, good. We'll be right back, folks. This is you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, that's back there in New Jersey. Why does it bother us? Well, folks, they've tried to make our rivers here, put our rivers under the control of the federal government, and that means the UN here. So pay attention because it affects all of us. We'll be right back.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To deceive. Doesn't go something like that, Bill. It seems like that we're always, there's somebody out there always trying to deceive us, and sadly, they do a pretty good job. Bill,
oh, yes.
pick up where we left off.
Okay. Well, you talk about water and our rivers, our streams, our actually our oceans to border our ocean-type states and things like that, such as New Jersey, our coastal line, stuff like that. We have along our New Jersey coast completely of the Atlantic Ocean, we have National Park Service Coastal Heritage Trail, which comes up around Cape May and goes up along the Delaware River just below Camden, New Jersey, which is across from Philadelphia. Well, they were trying back in the late 90s, and this is before I got into heritage areas, and I'm not trying to brag about this, but National Park Service came about with this plan to what's called the Wild and Scenic Rivers for the Delaware River for Lower Delaware Management Plan. You look at this thing, I got a hold of it, or a little booklet they had on, which is very thick, and it's very restrictive. You'd never be able to put a factory, a light, medium, or a heavy factory along the Delaware River ever, and all kind of restrictions, and I went to what I could do or something like that. I went to Trenton on down. I was supposed to run down to the Rancocas Creek in Burlington County, which is south of here.
Trenton. And it's supposed to be on both sides of the Delaware River, Pennsylvania and New Jersey side. And I hit all the municipalities, went to the council meetings and talked to my council, Hound Township, City of Trenton, Lawrence Township, Burlington City, Burlington Township, Mansfield Township, and not trying to brag, but they didn't pass the resolution for it, so they never got that. When it came into being, which was in December 2001, was signed in by Pennsylvania and New Jersey, signing with National Park Service to establish this. It didn't come down in these municipalities I went to, so I guess they listened. For some reason, I showed how restrictive it was with our own material. So that worked.
Well, Bill, though, you don't just go down there by yourself.
Yes, I do.
You're known to go in. I mean, that's not all you do. You go into hunting organizations and talk to them about what's going on, and other organizations, RV organizations,
yeah,
and you spill the beans, don't you?
I try, but they're into they think that, at some point you have to educate people that they think the federal government is just in here in the state anyhow. I mean, we're just all part of the United States, and you have to re-educate the folks. And I guess it's our educational system, even going way back, is not telling us what separation of the states from the federal government is, or even local municipalities, the counties, and you have to re-educate people and try to anyway, or something like that.
Yes.
But it's difficult, I lost my train of thought here, but
sorry,
but
sorry,
that's no problem.
Your train of thought there,
so they didn't get this. And the interesting point is, we go about here we are in Trenton or something like that, and Washington crossed the Delaware on December 25th, 1776, by boat from actually Titusville, which is above here. He wasn't at Trenton. He had to march down to Trenton when he crossed the Delaware from Pennsylvania. Every year they have reenactment over from Pennsylvania, Washington Crossing State Park, over to New Jersey, Washington Crossing State Park.
Yeah.
And, when that National Park Service came in there in 2001, 2002 reenactment came about, National Park Service put their little hand in the deal and told the Pennsylvania Park Service, you're not going to use the reenactors you used before and stuff like that. You have to rotate this stuff around. And reenactors never knew that they were under National Park Service, and had to educate them a little bit. So here was National Park Service even dipping into a reenactment of Washington crossing the Delaware.
The feds are dipping in to take control is what's going on there.
But let me read something here. I'm with the Property Rights Foundation of America, and I'll give out that website once I read this. And this is from their paper of July 1995, which is 10 years ago, when there was only five of these heritage areas at the time. And this talks about the Blackstone River Heritage Area, which is up in Rhode Island. And let's see what we got here. Jack Peters, Secretary of the Federated Rhode Island Sportsmen's Clubs, reports is happening much touted model area, the Blackstone River National Heritage Area. In Rhode Island, a new bike and hiking trail for the Heritage Corridor is blocking off existing river access routes used by sportsmen, according to Peters. Just as limited access highways block off crossroads, although promised when supported by fishermen, was sought boat ramps, which are now not allowed. Hunting has been deemed incompatible and stopped.
No hunting, no fishing, huh?
No fishing, no hunting. You know, it's just, I've told you before this morning, now, I learned about, got into this from the, really, used to do just mostly POWMIA and the little things like the Federal Reserve or things like that. But I was a three-tour Vietnam veteran, and I never met the gentleman, but you're in the POWMIA field, and you hear about people, and you connect with people and write to people and communicate with them. And he was out in the state of Washington and lived along the Columbia River, on the right-hand side of the Columbia River. And all of a sudden, the Clinton administration came out with what was called the American Heritage River Initiative. And
yeah,
Columbia River became an American Heritage River.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, bang, you know, there's the farmers have to report to the feds what they're going to plant, what fertilizer. Yep, commercial time again.
Commercial time. Hold that thought, brother.
Right.
Now you're getting into our area over here. Yeah, you know. we have a feeling out here in the West that if it happens on the East Coast, that's in another nation.
Yeah.
So you guys are so far, so it doesn't bother us, but now you're getting into our business out here in the West, brother. Hang on there. We'll shake everybody up. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids, they're not genetically engineered, they're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
To the Officer Jack McLam program. We've got our dear brother, an American patriot. I mean, absolutely a great American here, Bill Opperman, that's in the fight every day, just like God meant us to, folks. We weren't supposed to withdraw and wait to get the heaven out of here. We were supposed to stay in the fight on the field of battle, just like we're so proud to know Bill Opperman, because he's always on the field of battle. Brother Bill, pick up what you were talking about. Slam it to us out here in the West, because we think it's all happening on the East Coast, which is another nation out there.
It's every state's going to be deluged with federal areas or local environmental groups pushing greenways or whatever it be. But let's go back to the Columbia River and this three-tour Vietnam vet, which has severe cancer at this point in time, but lives along the Columbia River in Washington, state of Washington. And the farmers had to report to the feds what they're going to plant, what fertilizers are going to use. Metered their wells.
Metered their wells.
Oh, yeah. Did all these little good things, you know, inspecting things, taking water samples. Then the Columbia River runs down and forms what is called Lake Roosevelt. And you should be able to have a motor on there. Well, go there today. You're going to take a sailboat out there, canoe or kayak or something, but no motor. That's come to all our waterways. They're trying to pull that stunt down here on the Crossers Creek and a couple of other areas. And I remember in New Jersey, the Great Egg Harbor River. They're moaning about this is a wild and scenic river under Park Service. Oh, the ski-doos or motors on the river and all this pollution. And I'm, okay, fine. They were even moaning one time when I was at a meeting about people tubing on that river or something like that, going on a tube. Okay.
I guess
you know,
the
ungodly humans, you know.
The sun, must be the suntan oil is polluting the rivers, so you can't have tubers any longer.
The ungodly humans, you mean, well, they don't believe in God, these environmentalists, I don't think, but we'll get into that. Our water is the primary target. Our land's number two, I would say. You know, control the water, control the land, you control the people.
Amen.
And we're going to be shifted off, and then we come down the road to these UN biospheres. There's 47 of them. We'll shift into that. Their plan is that I heard back in the late 90s that they want 90 of these UN biospheres in time. I know they were working on three of them of late, and one was up in the Chicago. It was called the Chicago Wilderness. It was Illinois, went into, I think, Minnesota, I think it was. I can't remember the states up there now. A couple other ones. I mean, you have to learn this. I mean, let's go to our pine lands, which is 23% of New Jersey. It's a United Nations Biosphere Reserve since 1983.
23% of your state, huh?
Yes, correct. That's 1.1 million acres. It's not all trees. There's towns, there's roads, there's airports in there. If I was to survey 1,000 people down the Pine Lands, if I can find three or four that know they're living in the United Nations Biosphere Reserve, let alone the National Park Service National Reserve, I'd be lucky because they just don't know. It's we talked about this morning. It's a Trojan horse. It's coming, sneaking in. There's probably about 440 of these worldwide. We have 47 in here, United States at this point in time. 24 or 23 United Nations World Heritage Sites, which includes our Liberty Bell, the Statue of Liberty, the Everglades, etc., Yellowstone, Grand Canyon. You know, it's the United Nations is a sovereign, and became that way in 1971. We have a foreign entity taking over and controlling our land, not really controlling it yet, but doing it by the means of the federal government.
Yes.
Which is our State Department, which has the Man in the Biosphere program, which wants to implement this via Park Service. Now it's a Park Service, a little shoehorn.
Yeah, Bill, the same thing happened in Australia and New Zealand. The federal took over and took over and took over, and then after they were totally under control, the UN pops up, and because now they can't do anything about it, and it really was the UN all along.
Correct.
Yes, same thing going on here.
I brought the thing I meant to bring up or something this morning when I was on your program was I've only known of one partial part of a biosphere being thrown off. That was the one that crosses into Kentucky and Kentucky and Tennessee. And I can't remember the name of that particular biosphere. They have a name for it. But there was the Norm Davis down there. You might have heard of him and his Kentucky riflemen.
Sure.
They banded together. It took them about 2 years and pushing on the legislature down there, but the folks down that south there, they're more unified than up in here in Northeast, and they got that legislature and governor to take that biosphere portion off of Kentucky. So Kentucky is a good state, and they did their job. We petitioned our state governor, which was Whitman at the time back in 1998. We got something like 2,000 signatures. Going around the hunting clubs down the Pine Lands and some of the homeowners and stuff like that, trying to educate them and stuff, and placed it on. Governor Whitman took it right to her office. Nothing, zero. She won't take us out of the biosphere. She could do that. Wouldn't do it.
Well, they don't want to do it because these people elected as governor are all globalists. One of the 50 governors are globalists.
She became a member of the Council on Foreign Relations in 1897. You know, so here we go. You know, globalists right there, right on target, Jack.
Right. Yeah. Okay, now, Bill, tell us this. Where can people, doubting Thomases out there, go to read about this? And I'll tell you, there's a lot of great websites out there where they can go. Do you know some that people can go read about these things?
Well, I'm going to pitch it out there. Well, I'm with Property Rights Foundation of America. Let's start with that one.
That's a good one, yes.
We're not like a major. We're not going to have people fly out to your area and all of a sudden start attacking your councilman or something. But, you know, you can use our material and stuff. And here we go, folks. You got a little paper and pencil there. Write this down. Always
right.
Keep paper and pencil when you listen to programs like Jack's.
Into that.
Okay, www.prfamerica.org.
Say it again.
prfamerica.org.
Okay.
Property Rights Foundation of America.
All right.
Man,
they could put that in the search engine because I'm looking at the site right now. I just put Property Rights Foundation of America in the search engine and it popped up. So
now, if you go there, you go to Property Rights, right at the top, 298 hunting lodges being ousted from there. Right, okay, that's why I can bag hunters and use hunters.
Wow.
To get their attention that they're going to lose their hunting camps.
Say that again, because, hey, when hunting season opens here, the businesses close down, and mom and dad both go hunting. So say that again, what you just said.
You go to that Property Rights Foundation of America website, right at the very top of the ledge or something, right at the top, as you come onto the homepage there, you're going to see 298 hunting camps to be ousted or something. And you'll see probably about four or five blocks showing the hunting camps.
Closed down.
They're going bye-bye. I don't know if they already have or not, because that's been up there a little while or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen down here. I try to tell the hunting clubs down in the Pine Lands that it's still a good hunting area down there for deer, et cetera. But they don't, it won't happen. But
it won't
going
happen to us.
Let's go on with the next one, which is very easy, freedom.org. Freedom.org.
Very good.
When you get on the freedom.org, you'll see some links that you snack, hit on in Echologic.
Oh, yes, very good.
And then you hit the, and then a very good part of that is the freedom organizations. You hit on there, and there'll be a whole big listing of freedom organizations like Property Rights Foundation of America and a whole bunch of ones, American Policy Center with Tom DeWeese, and that's another good one, AmericanPolicy.org.
He's going to be on with us this week.
Tom DeWeese.
Yeah, Tom
Great.
Will be on with us. Yep.
They fight against these heritage areas, and they testified in Congress against these heritage areas, which we fight against. And
you got a good gal with you there, that Carol W. LaGrasse.
LaGrasse, yep.
LaGrasse, boy, yep. She's something else. I'm looking at her article here, March 30th, 2004. She really hammered them. And let's see, she was a environmental engineer and quite a retired civil and environmental engineer, so she was really hammering them on this thing.
Right. Lives up there in, toward Lake George and Stony Creek, New York. They're in the Adirondack Biosphere Reserve.
Yeah.
And that Biosphere Reserve is three times bigger than the one in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Three times bigger.
That means total control, brother.
Absolutely.
That means total control of land and people and property rights. And didn't you say they were moving people off their property, brother, to set up these biospheres and these heritage sites?
That'll happen here, but I know China is the only one. I think there was two countries, but I know for sure China, that's happened. That is happening in China. That's going to happen. Let's go down to Everglades, for example. Even though it's they don't go over in that disguise of or something like that, it's a UN World Heritage Site, the complete Everglades.
Great.
And they want to bring the water level back up to pre 1900 level. Okay, that's fine and dandy, but they're going to oust something like 900 people off their property to do that, because it'll be flooded, and there's going to be many and many more that'll be flooded. That the Park Service is not going to even try and move or something like that. And even some of the environmentalists that are involved down the Everglades against this, because it's going to flood habitat, it's going to flood trees that have grown at that level and destroy them, but that's what the feds want.
Okay, Bill, but you were talking this morning on the show about the three-ring system, the islands and all that, and some of these areas that they're setting up are absolutely not allowed humans in there except for these communist UN people, right?
Right. Okay,
tell,
to make
tell
up
us
a,
about that.
UNESCO, let's call it by its proper title. United Nations, UNESCO, And George Bush put us back in UNESCO last year.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. UNESCO Biosphere Reserves. And Biosphere Reserve makeup is to be a core area, which is to be man-free. Don't go in and walk. Don't go in there to do anything. No humans. And it can be monitored, of course, by UN people or something like that, what's going on there, but not us, the general chaff. But then you have the buffer zone, which will surround a buffer area. A biosphere can have several core areas and several buffer zones, and so, and the next one is a transition area. And the buffer zone is limited human activity, and I'm not talking about residencies or businesses in there. Just as you can go in there and maybe look at the scenic view or the birds or the river or what's in there. And then you have the transition area, which is human habitat. It's called human habitat, can be in there. But our pine lands are set up on that basis. We have core areas such as the Wharton Tract, Lebanon State Forest, and you can't build in there. And they haven't got to the point of throwing the humans out yet, but can't build. You want to put an addition on your house? No.
They'll
want
to
cut a tree on your own property? No. Can't do it. Cannot do it.
That time is coming because looks like they're following the rewilding of America plan.
That's it. Wilderness. Let's go back to. I mean, I've heard the stories, and it's haven't happened here, but down in Tennessee on the eastern part, where they've closed off roads and permanently, and rewilded it. And
they're doing that here. They're closing roads here all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's coming. We're going through this Agenda 21, rewild and the wetlands and the species, the endangered species, and you just go on and on. Humans are having their hands tied here, and this is not God's way. And, we're supposed to have freedom. I'm not saying we're going to run and kill animals for no senseless purpose or cut down trees for no senseless purpose, but we have responsibilities as humans to do certain things here in America, and I'm not talking about Mother Gaia and all this stuff,
Yeah.
And that brings up Earth Day is coming here, April 22nd, and
I used to
give coloring books to when I used to go into classes with kids when I was in the post office teaching stamp collection on Earth Day.
Worshiping Mother Gaia.
I found out through Dr. Monteith one time that was set up on April 22nd, which is Lenin's birthday by Fonner, who created Earth Day, Samuel Fonner. So
Lenin's birthday, huh?
Lenin's birthday, April 22nd, 1870.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Okay. We've got a caller on the line. Bill,
right.
Would you like to take a caller?
Let's take a shot.
Okay, we got Doug in Florida. Doug, welcome to the program. You're on with Bill Opperman.
Oh, well, very very good. Good evening to both of you.
Hey, Doug.
Hi. The reason I was calling, let me just preface this. I spent probably 3 years trying to study the UN, and I consider that a lot of wasted time because and the only reason I'm saying that is because when I was listening to your beginning on here, most of it was concentrated on the UN. And really the actionable item here, because there's nothing much we can do about the UN unless you can apprise me of something along those lines, there's not much we can do about the UN, but what we can do is go after the state and federal legislatures and their agencies who are betraying our trust, and that is the actionable item as I see it. Did you disagree with that or not?
Well, on a UN biosphere and a UN World Heritage Site, I might have heard when I said Norm Davis and the Kentuckians out there, they threw the biosphere off. It took them 2 years through the Kentucky legislature, but
we can do it.
But the UN biospheres and the World Heritage Sites, they don't go through state legislatures. They don't go through our Congress. And it was Congressman Don Young back in the 1998 had the Sovereignty Protection Act, which passed in the House but didn't pass in the Senate and died in that 107th Congress. And, they just throw, the Park Service and through the State Department, they just throw these things out here and without people's knowledge. So you can go to your council, and I fight with my council all the time and keep these federal areas out and try and keep on their back, but they hate me, but that's okay. You can try, but it's stealth. I mean, it's hard to find out where these UN sites are coming.
Well, I'm looking for the action on that. That's what I'm trying to get across here. And
yeah.
That's, that people, instead of wasting time spending time on the UN sites and learning all about them, which you need to have a certain basic knowledge, of course, to be able to fight it.
Right.
But I'm looking for the way to sidestep it. I agree with you. The State Department is the one that's doing it. But I don't understand Are you getting the idea, or did you come upon this idea that the legislatures can't do anything about it? Is that a firm?
If they unify and push on the governor to cross off, which they did in Kentucky, to throw off a biosphere or a World Heritage site, they can do it. That happened in Kentucky. But in Jersey, we tried to do that through a petition to the governor. We tried to go to some of the state assemblymen or state senators to have this biosphere thrown off our pine lands. They just fluff us off. You got to really have an uproar of people. I'm talking a massive amount of people, which the Kentuckians did. And that's not going to happen in many states, but it's a good try. But our feds are the one that bring these things in here, the State Department, and you have to try and get the state governor to wash it off or something like that. And that's the only means.
Doug, these governors, every one of them are globalists, and they're for this. So it's tough, but I think Bill would agree. He's a fighter, and he's constantly in their face. If we could get literally hundreds and hundreds of people to get involved at their state level, we could definitely do something about this, right, Bill?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I'm looking for is the actionable. Thank you very much, guys.
Hey, thanks, Doug.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. Folks, we'll be right back. We'll be closing out the program when we come back with Bill Opperman. We've got to get this down, study it, and get busy and get active. We'll be right back with more.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back hot. hot here, coming in hot, because we don't have but a couple minutes left. Put in your search engine, or if you don't have a computer, folks, tell your friend to put in Agenda 21, UN, or UN, Agenda 21, and push the button, and print out that material, and your eyes will pop, and your ears will get hot, and you'll start blowing off steam, because it is absolutely insanity what these globalist governors are doing to us. And the federal Congress is not even able to vote on all of this, or they don't, for whatever the reason. So it is coming, and there's no doubt about it. You see it happening in Idaho County right now, or in Idaho with trying to control the water and turn a lot of the control over to the Indians. Same thing they've done in other nations. To control people, you control water, which controls the food, and you've got total control. Well, Bill, let's wrap this up. We've got a couple minutes left
okay,
here. Go ahead, brother.
I'm going to run how to defend yourself.
Okay.
Number one, okay, and we're a former caller, you got to keep this federal stuff out. That's number one. Tell your council, your committee, your local, you don't want no federalization, even if there's some federal area you're in. You want nothing more coming in.
Well, you know, when you got these Republican socialists and Democratic socialists in office, they want the federal grants.
I know.
What does that do to everything?
But you got to make that statement to them. You got to make them aware that somebody's out there against this. Number two, go to the internet. Go to look for bills that are in Congress presently for a study or to establish a heritage area, a National Park Service. Trail or wild and scenic river to expand a National Park Service area. Get on Congressman Pombo, who's in the House Resources Committee. Look him up. What's his website is, let's see, we got here, house.gov/Pombo. And
how do you spell his last name?
P-O-M-B-O. House.gov.
Gov/Pombo.
And
okay.
Tell him you don't want no. And okay, you got to find out anything that's coming in your area. Contact your congressman, if in your local congressman's office, see if there's anything federal coming at you. That's because these UN sites come on federal areas. That's a step, federal to UN.
Right.
And you got to do that. And you got to inform folks and the general public, all the householders and stuff like that. You got to go to hunters. You got to go to people that. Show them there's a problem that you're going to be curtailed from hunting, or it's going to infer and do all kind of problems. Here's one to put in there for a search in. Go to Sisters of the River, Hinton, West Virginia. Sisters of the River, Hinton, West Virginia. That's a heritage out there in West Virginia. 85 people, property owners being ousted off their property by National Park Service for a scenic view. That's the National Cold Heritage Area in West Virginia, Hinton, West Virginia.
Under
Sisters of the River.
Yeah.
Sisters of the River. And just put West Virginia in there, and I'll pop up to their website, and you can read their story how the Park Service is trying to throw them off. That's happened here in New Jersey, along up in Port Monmouth. Five people thrown off their house, eminent domain, scenic view, bang, given hardly anything for a house.
What's the bottom line? Are these UN people and federal government people really in love with preserving all this, or what's their goal?
Well, you know this, Jack, and you just asked me a question. I'm not trying to be nasty, but just that world government, folks, you know, this is just control us, put us down, and move us out of these areas they don't want us in, and depopulate us, and inoculate us, and all that good stuff.
Hey, brother, thank you so much. I hear the music out there. Time to get out of here, but hey,
thank
we
you.
Love you, Bill.
Thank
we
you, Jack.
We really love you, and thanks for staying on the field of battle. We appreciate it.
God bless.
God bless you. Take care.
Right.
Folks,
got to
get out of here quick. This old cop truly does love you, America. That's why we do what we do. God bless you. Have a good night.
The
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.